USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Just a day ago, it was Hurricane Lane. Now it's Tropical Storm Lane. FEMA Director Brock Long has this message for residents of Hawaii.
Don't let your guard down. I always grow concerned when there's a change in the classification from hurricane downgraded to a tropical storm. And Hawaii is not in the clear from Tropical Storm Lane at this point.
Flooding and landslides remain the issue in Hawaii. Brad Kaiserman says the wind and rain has forced evacuations.
There were over 1,100 people in evacuation centers across the island, with over 800 remaining in evacuation centers in the Honolulu County alone. And so while that is a decrease from the day before, which is a good sign, there's still a lot of people who are displaced.
Officials for the Department of Land and Natural Resources transferred about 2,000 rare Hawaiian snails from a mountain marsh to a downtown office in Honolulu. Some of the snails are the last of their kind. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Pope Francis is cheered as he's driven from Dublin Castle after meeting with Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar. Varadkar urged Pope Francis to listen closely to the harrowing experiences of Irish Catholics.
Holy Father, we ask that you listen to the victims and survivors, and we know that you will do that, and that you will bring to it the attributes of compassion and humility and honesty that we all here feel that you embody as Pontiff.
A high school football game in northern Illinois was halted after the sound of gunfire outside the stadium sent hundreds of spectators running away and some players dropping to the field for safety. The Rockford Register Star reports that gunfire happened outside Auburn High School's stadium in Rockford last night. There were no indications that any fans were hurt by gunfire, though some people were injured while running away. At least one cheerleader was taken to a hospital. According to police, the gunfire apparently came from two passing vehicles. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Another associate of the president has been granted immunity by federal prosecutors as part of their investigation into his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen. USA's Wendy King has more on that story.
One of the top financial officials in President Trump's company is now expected to cooperate with investigators in the Russia probe. Alan Weisselberg is the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. He is now getting immunity from prosecutors who are looking into hush money payments before the 2016 election.
11 former staffers at a prominent New Hampshire prep school have been accused of fondling, forced kissing, and other sexual misconduct with students. Two reports released yesterday by Phillips Exeter Academy also found that school administrators often failed to act on complaints of abuse and, in several cases, never recorded the complaints of wrongdoing in personnel files, allowing teachers to be hired elsewhere despite concerns about their behavior. Senator John McCain has announced he'll no longer seek treatment for his brain cancer. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says McCain has a rare ability to reach all Americans.
His ability to work across the board with people, regardless of political affiliation, his view of America as a leader in the world, and his ambassadorship to the rest of the world for our values has been something that has tremendously touched everyone in the United States and around the world.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.